This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1155. How did Ricky achieve an overall 8 on IELTS?
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and today's featured guest. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Ricky, a real 3-key student, recently got higher IELTS scores than he even needed. Thanks to hard work and a solid system of strategies, these scores include a reading 9 and a writing 7.5. Find out today how you can get such amazing scores too. Hello, IELTS Energy listeners and fans and future IELTS candidates. We have a very special episode for you today. We have a real live student, just like you listening, who got amazing IELTS scores. So we want to inspire everyone out there with Ricky's story and advice. So Ricky, welcome to IELTS Energy.
Thank you, Jessica. Thanks for having me here.
I'm so excited you're here. Okay, so let's get straight to the most amazing information of this episode, why people are listening right now. What scores did you get on your most recent IELTS exam?
I got a reading 9, listening 8, writing 7.5, and speaking 7.
Okay. Ooh, guys, if you are just listening to the podcast and not watching the podcast on YouTube, you have missed my shocked face. Those scores are amazing. Ricky, how many times did you take the IELTS exam?
I took, I think it's 4 times, but the first 2 times is like 4 years ago. Oh. So it's been a long time before, but
those don't count. Just brush those off. Yeah,
that That is 2 times now. The first time, the first time I got the score with writing is 6.5, which I need actually a 7. That's why I retake the test again. Yeah. And the first time I actually got the listening 8.5. So the second time is a bit lower.
Was your reading score also a 9 the first time you took the test?
No, my reading score for the first time is 8. Okay. So overall is 7.5, but now the overall score is 8. So it's an increase.
Wow. Okay.
Increase, yeah.
So had you taken 3-key IELTS for both exams, or did you take the exam, you got an overall 7, writing 6.5, and you're like, this is not enough, and then you got into 3-key IELTS? Or tell us how and why you decided to use our course to help you get your IELTS scores.
Well, I take the test after the tech course. So yeah, it's the same situation. But the reason why I take the course is I know I need an IELTS score with all 7 in all components, which is hard for me, especially for writing. Definitely hard for me. Yeah, because my writing skill, I know my writing skill is not really good. That's why I have to take the course, and my speaking as well. Yeah, because in the previous years, I only got writing for 6 many times already. Yeah,
so I take the course.
Yeah.
So you knew you needed to take this exam again, and you, the last time you took it was like 4 years ago, and you thought, okay, I'm a long way from that overall 7 I need. Like, I need to get into something. I need some guidance here.
Right.
Okay. So let's talk about some more specific advice that our listeners can use to also see such increases. Now, the scores you told us, the most recent scores, amazing, right? Overall 8. I don't want people out there to get intimidated. I want everybody to realize that it does take such hard work. I mean, like you said, you took the exam. Ultimately, you took it 4 times before you saw these amazing results. So I want everybody to realize that first, because that's really important. Okay. So let's talk about this reading nine. You increased your reading score by a whole band point between like the penultimate exam and the recent exam. So do you have any tips there for reading?
Well, the tips I think is definitely read more, because for me, I try to read more different book, even for fiction or long fiction. And I'm also currently studying university. That's why I read literature as well. They have they have so many different vocabulary, it's everything, so you can learn from. I think that would be very useful, is definitely reading more. Yeah.
Do you think if someone just reads a lot of novels, but they don't have the test strategies, do you think they can still do well on IELTS reading?
Well, I don't really think so, because, you know, the IELTS test questions sometimes can be very tricky, especially the true, false, not given. Those questions are very tricky. So even if you have very high grade English, you might not miss the question. So I think it's very important to get a strategy.
Awesome. For sure. I can tell you 100% that, like, if native speakers go to take this exam or they do a practice IELTS exam and they see true, false, not given, or even worse, yes, no, not given, because yes, no, not given is a little bit harder, right? Because it's about opinions, not facts. There's a little bit more inferencing involved in that question. But regardless, if a native speaker sees this and just reads the instructions, it's not obvious. Like, it doesn't make sense how to find these answers, even for natives. So, okay. Yeah, definitely, guys, you need the IELTS reading strategies. But I also just really want to second this advice, guys, because so often I meet with students in classes and, like, they're, you know, very worried about their reading scores. They can't get more than a 6 on practice tests and stuff. And I'm like, well, do you read? Like, how much do you read in English? And they're like, I don't like it. I don't read. Well, you need to do both, you guys. Hello, wonderful IELTS Energy fans. Guys, if you are ready to invest in yourself and your future, get into 3 Keys IELTS, guys. Get the entire course. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. Or if you're only struggling with writing, we got ya. Go to allearsenglish.com/writing-only. See you in the course, guys. Okay, so listening. Now your score went down by half a band, but I mean, ultimately, let's take the best one, 8.5, right? You still got this after taking 3 Keys IELTS. So, that is an amazing listening score. I do see reading 9s often with 3 Keys students, and listening like 7.5, 8, you know, is not uncommon, but listening 8.5. What's the magic there? Do you just listen to English all the time or what?
Well, because I'm currently in English speaking country, like I'm in Australia at the moment. So I'm working in a hospital every day. So I currently listening to English every day. So I think I cannot submerge in the English speaking world. That's why my listening, I didn't practice a lot, because I basically practice every day.
Sure.
Totally.
Okay. That makes total sense. I do think listening is the easiest part to improve by yourself as far as like IELTS sections go. Okay. So let's get to the most difficult parts for most students, the speaking and writing. I want to save the writing for last, because I know that's like the most common thing for students to struggle with. So let's look at that speaking first. Speaking 7. That's amazing. Do you think, because you are living in Australia, you are speaking English every day, could you just speak like normal on the exam and get a high score? Or did you have to practice certain things or try and be mindful of certain things during the exam to like make sure you got a high score?
Well, I did prepare a bit before the speaking test, because, you know, for the, like, especially for the part 2 question, you have to speak like 2 minutes.
That's so hard.
Yeah, I know. That's why I always have a story in my mind, like prepare for a person that I remember maybe a book, a story that I already familiar with. That's, and then if I see the question that could apply to many different questions, that's the way how I prepare the test. So I always, so I always have like prepared what they're going to ask me, because for part one, definitely ask you about your personal life, your study, your work, everything. So you have to be very well prepared with what they're going to ask you.
Because these aren't questions that you're going to get on the daily at the hospital at your job, right? Like, so like another, you know, nurse will come up to you and be like, so tell me about the last time you visited an art museum. Like, yes, you need this fluency, you need this confident spontaneity, but you also have to practice such a wide variety of random topics, right? So you're ready.
Yeah,
okay, awesome. Okay, writing. Oh my gosh, writing. 7.5? Really?
Yeah.
Ah, okay. So tell me, like, were you surprised by that? Like, how did you feel when you saw your most recent results and it said overall 8, first of all, and then writing 7.5? How did you feel?
Well, I actually feel a bit surprised because I thought my writing score is like around 7, because I know my writing is not that good. But eventually I got a 7.5. So I'm really surprised.
Amazing. What's the key here? Like, if you could think back to maybe advice that we gave you or something you saw in the course, like, are there one or two things that you think really made the difference in getting like a 6 for writing and a 7.5 like you got?
Well, I think I definitely used the strategy in 3 key styles, because the template and the structure of every format of the writing is very useful for me, because before I got a 6, it's like I don't know the format and I don't know what to write. It's just write whatever I want to say. But now it's like, now I have this structure, so it's very organized. And then I knew how to use the template with all those high score work. So I think those things increased my score a lot.
I love it. I 100% agree. Like,
Number
one thing keeping students from getting more than a 6 on IELTS writing, structure. You can have all the best ideas in the world, but if they're not organized, if they're not put in specific ways, right? It doesn't matter. Like, you're not going to get points for amazing ideas if they're not put into a specific format. Okay. Awesome. So before I ask you one last question, I want to tell everyone out there watching and listening that you guys can learn the same skills and strategies that helped Ricky get that overall 8. You can get the entire course, allearsenglish.com/KEYS. And if you have amazing scores and everything but writing, you can get a writing only course as well from us, allearsenglish.com/writing-only. Okay, now here I think is the best question that you get to talk about. What now? You're done with IELTS. You don't have to think about essay templates. You don't have to think about true, false, not given. So like, what now? What are you going to do now that you're done with this exam?
Yeah, now I can apply for the permanent residency in Australia. So
awesome.
That's the good thing. Yeah.
That's fantastic. I am so proud of you, Ricky. I'm so excited that you got back in touch with us. I know some students, they take the course, they get scores and they move on. And I totally understand that. So I'm very grateful that you took the time to share your story with us and to help some other students out there who might be struggling. So thank you very much, Ricky. We're very proud of you. Best of luck in your future Australian life.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.